Hello everyone, and thank you for joining me again today on my Casual Conversation channel, where we talk about all things related to your career, business, personal growth, and how to live a fulfilled and happy life. I have titled today's podcast episode, Harmony in Hustle, Finding Work-Life Balance, where we explore the delicate dance between career ambitions and personal well-being. We unravel the strategies, stories, and insights that pave the way to a fulfilling equilibrium in the chaos of modern life. Whether you're seeking productivity hacks, mindfulness practices, or simply a moment of solace in your daily grind, this podcast is your compass to navigate the realms of work and life with grace and intention. Tune in now as we embark on a journey towards harmony in hustle. In today's fast-paced world, achieving a healthy work-life balance is more challenging than ever. Juggling career responsibilities, personal obligations, and self-care can feel like a never-ending battle. However, mastering the art of balance is essential for our overall well-being and long-term success. To start our conversation today, I wanted to provide some statistics on work-life balance in North America. According to a study by Gallup, 53% of full-time employees in the United States report experiencing work-life balance issues. The American Institute of Stress reports that job pressure is the leading cause of stress in the United States, with 80% of workers feeling stress on the job, and nearly half say they need help in learning how to manage stress. In Canada, a survey conducted by Monod Chapelle found that 36% of employees experience high levels of stress, with work-related factors being the primary source. The Canadian Mental Health Association reports that 58% of Canadians feel overwhelmed by the number of responsibilities they have, with work-life balance being a significant contributing factor. According to Stats Canada, nearly 1 in 4 Canadian workers report finding it difficult to balance work and family responsibilities. These statistics highlight the prevalence of work-life balance issues in North America and underscore the importance of addressing them to promote the well-being and productivity of employees. So what do we mean when we talk about work-life balance? Well, work-life balance is about the prioritizing the various aspects of our lives to ensure fulfillment and satisfaction in both professional and personal spheres. It's not about equal time allocation, but rather about finding harmony and integration between work, family, leisure, and personal development. Maintaining a healthy work-life balance is crucial to avoid the potential pitfalls of not doing so. Failing to maintain a healthy work-life balance can have serious consequences for our well-being and overall quality of life. Firstly, let's consider your physical and mental health. Overworking and neglecting personal time can lead to chronic stress, which negatively impacts both physical and mental health. Persistent stress from overwork leads to burnout and weakens the immune system, increases the risk of cardiovascular disease, and contributes to mental health disorders such as anxiety and depression. Balancing work with personal time allows for rest, relaxation, and rejuvenation, promoting overall well-being. Secondly, neglecting personal relationships in favor of work can lead to strained relationships with family and friends. lack of quality time spent together can lead to feelings of resentment, alienation, and ultimately, relationship breakdowns. Maintaining a healthy work-life balance helps improve relationships. Spending quality time with the family and friends strengthens relationships and provides emotional support. Neglecting personal connections due to work can lead to feelings of isolation and loneliness. Thirdly, working excessively without adequate rest and leisure time can lead to decreased productivity and creativity. Burnout, a state of physical, emotional, and mental exhaustion, hampers cognitive function and impairs decision-making abilities. Contrary to popular belief, working longer hours doesn't necessarily equate to greater productivity. By prioritizing tasks, setting boundaries, and taking breaks, individuals can accomplish more in less time and maintain high levels of performance. Fourthly, poor work performance can also result from a lack of work-life balance. Chronic overwork diminishes job satisfaction and increases the likelihood of making errors and poor judgment. In the long run, neglecting work-life balance can negatively impact career progression and professional success. The last item on my list of why maintaining a healthy work-life balance is so important is to avoid your health from deteriorating. Neglecting self-care and neglecting personal health can lead to a myriad of health issues, including obesity, insomnia, and chronic illnesses such as diabetes and hypertension. Ignoring physical and mental health needs can have far-reaching consequences on our overall quality of life. So, in summary, maintaining a healthy work-life balance is essential for our physical, mental, and emotional well-being. By prioritizing self-care, setting boundaries, and fostering meaningful connections, we can create a life that is fulfilling both personally and professionally. Remember, achieving balance is not a one-time endeavor, but an ongoing journey that requires mindfulness, self-reflection, and conscious decision-making. Strive for harmony in all aspects of your life, and you'll reap the rewards of a balanced and fulfilling existence. I wanted to now move our conversation to what you can do to achieve a better work-life balance, and provide you with a few practical strategies to help you find equilibrium in your life. Number one, set boundaries. Establish clear boundaries between work and personal time. Define specific hours for work and stick to them as much as possible. Avoid checking emails or taking work calls during non-work hours. Number two, prioritize tasks. Identify your most important tasks and allocate your time and energy accordingly. Learn to say no to non-essential commitments that may interfere with your work-life balance. Number three, schedule leisure activities. Make time for hobbies, exercise, and relaxation. Schedule regular breaks throughout the day to recharge and prevent burnout. Number four, communicate effectively. Communicate your needs and limitations to your employer, colleagues, and loved ones. Open and honest communication fosters understanding and support from others. Number five, practice self-care. Prioritize self-care activities such as adequate sleep, healthy eating, and mindfulness practices. Taking care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally is essential for overall well-being. Number six, and this is one many of us struggle with, unplug regularly. Take regular breaks from technology to disconnect from work-related stresses. Engage in activities that allow you to be fully present in the moment, such as spending time outdoors or practicing meditation. In our efforts to embrace work-life harmony, achieving work-life balance is an ongoing process that requires intention, self-awareness, and flexibility. It's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being and happiness. By implementing these strategies and embracing a holistic approach to life, you can create harmony between your professional and personal pursuits. Remember, a balanced life is a fulfilling life. I wanted to end off today with a tale of two friends, Alex and Courtney, to illustrate the importance of work-life balance. Once upon a time, there were two friends named Alex and Courtney who worked at the same company. Both were talented and ambitious individuals with promising careers ahead of them. However, they approached their work-life balance in vastly different ways. Alex was a workaholic, often staying late at the office and bringing work home on weekends. He believed that success was synonymous with long hours and sacrificed personal time for career advancement. Despite his dedication to work, Alex's health began to suffer, and his relationships outside of work grew strained. On the other hand, Courtney believed in the importance of maintaining a healthy work-life balance. She worked diligently during office hours, but made a conscious effort to leave work at the office and prioritize personal time in the evenings and weekends. Courtney dedicated time to hobbies, exercise, and spending quality time with loved ones, knowing that a well-rounded life contributed to overall happiness and fulfillment. As time went on, the difference in their approaches became evident. While Alex initially seemed to excel in his career, his health eventually deteriorated, and he struggled to find joy outside of work. Courtney, on the other hand, found success in her career while also enjoying a fulfilling, personal-filled life with meaningful relationships and enriching experiences. One day, Alex reached a breaking point and realized that this relentless pursuit of success had come at a great cost. He was burnt out, unhappy, and longing for a sense of balance in his life. Looking to Courtney for inspiration, Alex decided to make a change. With Courtney's guidance, Alex learned to set boundaries, prioritize self-care, and cultivate a healthier work-life balance. He gradually reclaimed his personal time, rekindled neglected relationships, and rediscovered passions outside of work. As a result, Alex not only regained his health and happiness, but also found renewed energy and motivation in his career. In the end, both Alex and Courtney achieved success in their professional endeavors. But it was Courtney who truly found harmony in all aspects of her life. Their story serves as a reminder that true success is not measured solely by career achievements, but by the balance and fulfillment we find in our personal lives. Well, folks, that's a wrap for today. Thanks for tuning in to Casual Conversations. Remember, finding the right balance between work and life is essential for your overall well-being. Don't let the pressures of work consume you. Take time for yourself. Prioritize your mental and physical health, and enjoy the journey. Until next time, stay balanced, stay healthy, and keep thriving.